The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me? The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
For some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Phoebe Achimdo.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Ahmed.
One winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
Who will face Fabian Chibundu in the final? That's what we'll find out today. One of the two debaters in the studio with me right now will be moving on to Monday's final. One winner, 1 million naira. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. Webster University gives you the opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US, Europe, or Asia. They also have multiple scholarship offers available. And if you'd like to get an admission, give them a call today on 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818. And hey, ASUU has just extended their strike indefinitely. So perhaps it's time to go and jump on this alternative. Now, you already know that the winner gets 1 million naira. But that isn't the only prize up for grabs. Webster University Ghana is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira and 250,000 naira to the second runner-up. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. They are giving the winner a laptop. The runner-up gets a Galaxy tablet. The second runner-up gets a flip speaker. Obiwizi.com offers both new and good as new prizes at affordable prices, good as new gadgets at affordable prices, and they are all under warranty. They also provide repair, advisory, and after-sales services. They are on Instagram as Obiwizi, at Obiwizi. Obiwizi is spelled O-B-I-W-E. E-Z-Y. They also provide repair, advisory, and after-sales service. If you want to walk into their store, they are at number 26A Busola Drosimieti Drive, Lekki Phase 1. If you're in Abuja, they are at Omega Center Plaza, or you can just go to their website. They offer deliveries as well, obiwizi.com. And all four semi-finalists who will debate today and who debated yesterday will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, that's Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and tablets. And all our contestants have gotten a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. I hope they're enjoying it. And I hope that you pick up a can of Storm Body Spray when you walk into a supermarket and you're trying out new scents. And a big thank you to Booker Hot, our hospitality partner. They're making sure that each debater gets a good meal to recharge. Now, you know that they are a restaurant, but they also provide catering services for all your events. They handle private events like birthday parties, Wambers, corporate events, and they have a new outlet opening on Awolowo Way, that's in Ikoyi here in Lagos. So now, let's debate. Our first debater is our number 15 seed. She's 15 years old in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. Stephanie Ehi, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our second debater is our number 14 seed. He is 15 years old in SS3 at Fure College, Ketu. Musa Koya Nicholas, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'll give you a topic. One of you will oppose, one of you will support. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. And then you'll get another 3 minutes for closing arguments. Remember, there are no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges joining us from all over the world will score 3 rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, no matter how eloquently you repeat that point, your score will not increase. Quality and originality of unique points made. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation matters. Number of opponents' points addressed will determine if you win the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine who stays and faces Fabian Chibundu on Monday at 4 p.m. or who goes home and comes back to face Emmanuel Busari at 3 p.m. on Monday for the third place match. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. So that's 12 minutes total. So let's hope it doesn't get to tiebreaker round, shall I? Abby? Okay. Now, you'll be scored for all new points you make in the tiebreaker round, which were missed by your opponents, and for new rebuttals to the point that you made earlier on. Now, you both know your topic. Developing countries should have the same carbon emission standards as industrialized countries. Let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Musa, you're going to choose either heads or tails because you're the high-placed seed. If the coin lands on the one that you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, then you'll oppose the motion. I'm tossing the coin now. Choose.
Heads.
Heads. Heads it is. So, Musa is supporting that developing countries should have the same carbon emissions standards as industrialized countries. What I love about this topic is that it was one of our audition topics, and both Stephanie and Musa skipped it and auditioned with a different topic. So we're like, yeah, this topic definitely has to come back. And now, wait till you don't run from, you don't come back on Jama. So good luck to both of you. I hope you both do well. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for round one. I am Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. I'm the moderator. Thank you for tuning in for today's semi-final for the August edition of I Beg to Differ. Don't go away.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
Okay, time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter. And the motion supporter is our number 14 seed, 15 years old in SS3 at Fure College, Ketu. Musa Okoye-Nicholas, your 3 minutes start now.
Imagine how heartless it would be for you to tell a pregnant woman not to deliver, or for you to say that a crawling child should not walk. That is the exact equivalent of saying that developing countries should not increase their carbon emission standards. Good day, moderator, members of dignified judges, my time, DJ Timekeeper, esteemed co-debater, reputable sponsors, viewers, and listeners home and abroad. I am San Nicolas of the prestigious Fure College K2. I am in Science College School 3. I am in Science Department. I'm 16 years old, and I'm here to firmly support the motion that state developing countries should have the same carbon emission standards as industrialized countries, with these following points of mine. Firstly, poverty eradication. When you increase the carbon emission standards, you increase development. You will increase the standard of living, and at the same time, you will increase job creation, which will lead to poverty eradication. education. Secondly, quality education. Quality education is a right for the citizens. And when you increase industrialization by increasing carbon emission standards, there will be more education because government revenue will put resources into the resource and learning sector. Thirdly, it will also lead to development. When you increase industrialization, you will increase development. Thirdly, it will also lead to blessings, will also lead to prosperity of any country. In addition, it would lead to energy generation and supply. When fossil fuels are the greatest emitters and generators of electricity, so why shouldn't we emit it? In addition, it leads to GDP increase. The nominal GDP of Nigeria is $514.079 billion, while of China is $19.91 trillion. So imagine which one has more carbon emission standards. That is the best one. In addition, it also leads to increase in military might. When you TNT, ammunition, grenades, all these are examples of increase in military might, and these are all related to carbon emission standards, either in their production or their utilization. And when they are utilized well, it will help to ensure territorial security and it will defend against terrorism. In addition, it also leads to increase in agriculture because carbon emissions play a large role in farming. From mechanized tools to fertilizer production, agriculture will be enhanced. In addition, it also leads to the increase in skillful labor and improvement. When there's a carbon emission, there's massive carbon emission, there will be increase in development, and therefore there will be increase in the skilled labor and industrialization. Because of there is increase in skilled labor, many people want to contribute what they have into the economy. In addition, it leads to efficiency. It leads to efficiency. Carbon emission will lead to efficiency of a country. Carbon emission will lead to efficiency of the development, and carbon emission will lead to efficiency of a country. In addition, it leads to proper utilization of resources. Most of these our developing countries are richly blessed with carbon resources, and when they are utilized well, it will help them to increase their sales, and to also prevent against wastage. It also leads to improved services. According to statistics, China has 28% of their population with connected health devices, while in Bhutan, where there is low carbon emission standard, there is no development, and 53% of their deaths are caused by non-communicable disease. So there is no health in this sector. In addition, it leads to international competition. When there is a synonymous carbon emission standard, in developing and industrialized countries will compete favorably with each other, reducing intimidation and increasing global perception. In addition, it leads to increase in infrastructure. More infrastructure will be created because there is an increase in carbon emission standards. And infrastructure for the beautiful edifices to the social amenities all contribute to the nutrients and to the nurture of that economy. In addition, it leads to urbanization. Urbanization and industrialization go hand in hand in economies like USA and China. Because where there's a massive population, there will be a massive development. And for there to be a massive development, carbon emission is necessary. In addition, it leads to innovation. It leads to investment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Musa Okoya Nicholas. Well done. Well done. Well done. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You can find me on social media, S. Ezekwesili. I have in the studio with me our semi-finalists. You just heard from the supporter of the motion, developing countries should have the same carbon emission standards as industrialized countries. His opponent is our number 15 seed. She's 15 years old in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. Stephanie, you're 3 minutes start now.
Some common trends across the world today are people proclaiming, loudly demanding, protesting and fighting for climate justice, racial justice, social justice, systemic justice, and let's not forget intergenerational justice. It will be shocking to hear that all these movements bring about all these forms of justice is as a result of a single cause and source of injustice. By now, our minds must be wondering, which injustice is this? Well, it is very simple and straightforward. It is the difference in the rate of carbon emissions among various countries since the history of the Industrial Revolution. With this, I say good day, moderator, top and loving partial judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Stephanie. I'm a proud student of the International School, University of Lagos, and I'll be opposing the motion which says that developing countries should have the same carbon emission standard as industrialized countries. What is a carbon emission standard? This refers to standard that specifies the maximum amount of carbon that a single unit or source is allowed to emit into the atmosphere. Carbon emission have been one of the problems on the top chart of important charts across the globe. This is because of the impact it has had, mainly negative, and the potential threat. And a step to do it is bringing about carbon emissions. But now, given past histories, current realities, and the principle of equality and justice, then raises the question, should developing countries and industrialized countries have the same carbon emission standard? Well, no. Why? Because the industrialized countries were the ones that remitted most of this carbon into the atmosphere, and they have reaped the benefits. Some of them didn't even have these resources in their country. They went to the now developing countries, they took their resources, they enslaved them so they would not be able to develop or do anything about this. And they very well knew the impacts that you have on the world, but decided to put profit before human life. So now that the negative consequences have come, why are they trying to shift the burden onto the developing nation? Making industrialized nation and developing nation have the same carbon emission standard will go against the principle of justice, of equality, of fairness, of entitlement, and let's not forget of human human rights. Also, making developing countries have the same carbon emission standard as industrialized countries will prevent these developing countries from being able to industrialize. No country of the world has been able to become developed without carbon emissions. So why should we now, when the industrialized country got to develop, why should we now be selfish towards the developing country and prevent them from also being able to industrialize? We're not saying they should release harmful amounts into the environment. Just they should be giving some space for development so that they can reap the benefit of industrialization, like increased inspired innovation, healthy competition, improvements in their sectors, productivity, exportation, and much more. Also, if they are made to have the same carbon emissions than an industrialized country, this will hinder their business growth and as such increase the rate of unemployment in the developing nations. Also, in the developing nations and industrialized nations should not have the same level of carbon emission standard, because the industrialized nation, they have the technology, they have the infrastructure and level of development to carry out this carbon emission standard. But the developing nation, on the other hand, they do not. And if we now force them to adhere to the carbon emission standard of industrialized countries, this can make them to put in too much resources out there and can cause their expenditure to overwhelm their revenue, thereby leading to a budget deficit. It can also increase the rate of poverty in these already poor developing nations and further depreciate their standard of living. Also, when developing countries and industrialized countries should not have the same level of carbon emission, because when it is so, it can lead to conflict in the sense that the developing nations can feel that they were already cheated in the past, they were already treated unjustly in the past, and I am not still making them to have the same carbon emission standard as an industrialized country. It can lead to conflict as they are afraid they've been cheated. Also, the impacts are different, because if we make industrialized country and developing country have the same carbon emission standard, it will be different because of the level of development of this industrialized country. It will be more overwhelming on the developing country, and so the developing country will suffer most. Also, the developing country have already played part of their role because of their per capita emission is less, because the average person in the USA causes 20 times more carbon emission than the average person in Nigeria, and also they already played their role indirectly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephanie, and well done. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You just heard round one. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll keep going.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Phoebe Achebe.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Ahmed.
One winner, 1 million naira.
Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Buka Hot.
Lagos, the judges have just informed me that Musa Okoya is not debating the topic while Stephanie is. And so the judges are in a tough position. They would like to give Musa Okoya a chance to do over. Failing that, he's automatically failing out. And they've decided to give you, Lagos, a chance to decide what the judges should do here. Musa is debating the wrong side of the topic. What do you think the judges should do? Should they keep scoring what they've heard, or should they give Musa a chance to do over? Give me a call very quickly. Let's solve this problem together. 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. This has never happened, of course. This is happening. This is happening for the first time on I Beg to Differ. So this is your chance to decide what happens here. Musa is debating the wrong side of the topic. Carbon emission standards are the limit set on how much carbon a country should emit. Carbon emissions standards are the limits set on how much carbon a country should Emmett. I've got a message here that says that the judges should keep scoring. It's nobody's fault that Musa has debated. That it's nobody's fault that Musa doesn't understand the topic. This same thing happened to Emmanuel Busari during the third place match in 2021. He didn't understand the topic and it affected him as far as the scoring was concerned from the judges. Lagos, what do you think should happen here? 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Standards doesn't mean increasing carbon. It means limiting carbon. Lagos, do you think Musa should get a do-over, or do you think the judges should keep scoring because it's not Stephanie's fault that Musa did not understand the topic? 99.3, hello. Hello, thank you for calling.
Let him have a do-over. Now that he's going to debate, that means he's going to think and then give his point from his... from what he's thinking about now.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Taiwo on the line. Hi, Taiwo. Hello, Taiwo.
Hi, Sandra.
What do you think should happen here?
Yeah. Musa is my... You know, before I told you that Musa is my candidate.
Yes.
But the rules are the rules. When he was also speaking, yes. I noticed that he was not debating the topic.
Yes.
But the rules are the rules.
Yes.
So I don't think there should be... And in the beginning, you said there will be no do-overs.
Yes.
So the judges should keep scoring. Musa should redeem himself in the rebuttal.
Okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
This is Solomon, calling from Arusha CJ camp.
Solomon, what do you think should happen here?
Yeah, they should give him another opportunity, because if the judges keep on scoring,
mm-hmm.
The opponent will not have any point during the rebuttal period.
That's not true.
Yes.
That's not true, but okay. Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello?
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
Sorry.
What's your name?
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Good evening. This is Prudence calling from Iowa.
Prudence, what do you think should happen here?
I don't think it should have a second round.
Okay.
The judges should keep scoring.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So we've got two saying judges keep scoring and two saying judges, should give him a do-over. Anne from Lekki says they should keep scoring. It is part of the competition. I noticed that it was an own goal. I've got a message here from Eunice in Ikeja. Eunice says, no do-over for Musa, please. The rule is the rule. He had the topic. Did he not read up on it? All right, Lagos, we'll take a break. The people have decided. No do-overs for Musa. We'll keep going. We'll keep scoring. It's time now for the rebuttal round after this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibudu.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Allen.
One winner, 1 million naira.
Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, the moderator. We've got in the studio with us two people fighting for a chance to face Fabian Chibundu on Monday at 4 p.m. Whoever goes home today will return to face Emmanuel Busari that same Monday at 3 o'clock. Our first debater is our number 15 seed. She's 15 years old in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. Our second debater is our number 14 seed. He's 15 years old in SS3 at Fure College School, Fure College, Ketu, Musa Okoya Nicholas. And they're both debating that developing countries should have the same carbon emission standards as industrialized countries. Now, the opposer of this motion is Stephanie Ehi. The supporter of this motion is Musa Okoya Nicholas. For the second round, we're going to start with the motion opposer, Stephanie. Your 3 minutes start now.
I'd like to rebut the points made by my opponent. He said that making developing countries and industrialized countries have the same carbon emission standard will lead to poverty eradication increase. He said it will lead to poverty eradication increase. Okay. Yeah, and he said that making them have the same standard will lead to development. Well, it will lead to development when industrialized countries and developing countries do not have the same carbon emission standard, because the developing countries will be able to have enough. They'll be able to have a lax on carbon emission laws so that they can actually develop. He also said it will lead to energy supply when countries are allowed to have the same carbon emission standard. It will lead to more energy supply. You said that it will increase their GDP when they're allowed to have the same carbon emission standard. Actually, that is You said it will increase skillful labor and industrialization when they're allowed to have the same carbon emission standards. Well, they'll actually be increasing skillful labor and industrialization when they are not allowed to have the same carbon emission standards, because of there will be more industries. The developing countries will be able to industrialize more, and so they'll be able to employ more people. And so they'll actually be able to develop when they have different carbon emission standards rather than when they have the same carbon emission standards. You said that it will lead to more energy supply. Actually, it will lead to more energy supply when they are not allowed to have the same carbon emission standard, because the developing country will still have a chance to still release carbon, which is to generate electricity and all these other things. You said that it will increase in military, there'll be innovation and investments when they are allowed to have the same carbon emission standard. There'll actually be more innovation and investment when they're allowed to have the same carbon emission standard, because of now that there's carbon, there's room for industrialization and others. Also, developing countries and industrialized countries should not have the same carbon emission standard, because when this is so, it will be the rich in the developing countries that will suffer, because the tax on their income and their money and their wealth is being used to push the country forward. It's now on their income that there will be taxation on it, and so the rich will be suffering, and to cause the developing countries to further decline. Also, developing countries and industrialized countries should not have the same carbon emission standard, because this will lead to climate refugees when they do have the same carbon emission standard. Because when the developing country are meant to adhere to the standard of the industrialized country, and then when the weather and all these bad effects of carbon emission hit them, because it has been proven that it's the developing country that are suffering from it most, when it hits them, they'll not be able to take care of their citizens appropriately, and this will lead to climate change refugees, and then the industrialized country can now decide to shut their doors against these developing countries' climate refugees, just like the US did. Also, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well done. You had 20 seconds left there. But good job. Well done. All right, Musa, your rebuttal round. It starts now.
Firstly, my opponent mentioned industrialized countries will reap the benefits, but it will give all-round promotion when you limit the carbon emission standards. Because when it gives all-round promotion, everybody would look for alternative ways to make sure that they industrialize without using carbon. Secondly, you said principle of justice, but there is balance between these countries. And because there is balance between these countries and they are limiting the carbon emission standards, it will make them to have more innovation and to make them increase in several other things. In addition, you said innovation and healthy competition, but these are the disadvantages. These are the disadvantages of limiting carbon emissions. When you limit carbon emission standards, it would increase innovation, because you want to be innovative. You want to think of solar panels, you want to think of hydropower. You also have healthy competition with your opponents, because you don't have any carbon emission standards, and because of that, you will be able to do more and be able to have more competition. You also said to in that business growth. In fact, it will increase business growth, because when you are going green, it will increase the GDP of your country, it will increase the revenue, and because you are not there, there's limits in the carbon emission standards. In addition, you said they don't have development. Then how will they get the development if there is no limit in the carbon emission standard? There will be limits in the carbon emission standard. Because of this, they will reduce the number of carbon that they should emit. It would lead to a lot of it will lead to a lot of blessing, and it will lead to a lot of environmental increase. Also, you mentioned poverty, reduce poverty. It will not reduce poverty. When you limit the carbon emission standard, it will make them have this feeling that of I want to innovate, I want to do more, I want to do more. It make them have determination, and to make them look for alternative ways to create that industrialization. And as I said, impacts are different, but they are the same countries. So when they have limits on this carbon emission standard, it would increase urbanization, it will increase population, and it would not limit anyone. It will not limit anyone. And also, you said it's overwhelming. It is not overwhelming, because when you limit the carbon emission standards that developing and industrialized countries should have, it will also bring a sense of development, a sense of belonging among them. And also, you said per capita income is less. Well, per capita income will increase, because like I've said, when you go green, when you reduce biodiversity collapse, it will help to increase your productivity, it will help to increase your manpower. And also, I would like to add more points. Limiting carbon emission standards would lead to destructive, and it will lead to biodiversity collapse. When you limit carbon emission standards, it will lead to biodiversity collapse. It also lead to overdependence on carbon. It will lead to indebtedness, because you want to pay these debts. It will lead to climatic destabilization, because the climate will not be balanced. It also lead to natural disasters. Natural disasters will occur, because when there is a limit in the carbon emission standards, carbon will be produced more, and because of that, natural disaster will occur. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Okoye, Musa, Nicholas, Stephanie, Ehi. Well done to you both. I understand how destabilizing that brief break could have been for both of you, but well done on recovering. We'll take a break. When we come back, it will be time for the closing. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. What a dramatic day.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra. But I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
Time now for the closing round. And for this closing round, we're going to start with the motion supporter, Musa Nicholas Okoye, supported that developing countries should have the same carbon emission standards as industrialized countries. Your final 3 minutes start now.
Thank you, moderator, for this opportunity. Developing countries and industrialized countries should have the same carbon emission standards because of time limits. There is a limit to how much carbon that is in your resources, because 47 years of oil is left, 52 years of natural gas is left, 133 years of coal is left. So there will be a time limit to the amount of carbon that we can have. In addition, it will also cause risk of investment. Pollution would scare investors away. They will not be able to exchange with the country. They will not be able to do business in the country. In addition, high costs. There is a cost in carbon emission, but when you patronize green development, when you patronize solar development, you will have a one-time goal and long-time benefit. In addition, decrease of small businesses. When developing countries and industrialized countries have the same carbon emission standards, it would decrease small-scale businesses. They would not have any option to be productive. In addition, it's of course waste prevention, because every waste to be reused, it will be reduced, it will be recycled. And in addition, it also costs low population, leading to low people in the labor force and in the long run to lead to death, because it will reduce longevity. More diseases will come up, like skin cancer, like blood poisoning. More diseases will come up because they have different emission standards. So in addition, My opponent also mentioned it will impact our defense, but they are the same countries. Like I've said before, there are no impact difference between these countries. In addition, in limits having the same carbon emission standard between developing countries and industrialized countries, it will also help to promote. It also helps to reduce over dependence. It will help to promote. It will kill diversification if they don't have the same carbon emission standard to kill diversification, and at the same time, it would destroy productivity. So in addition, when you have the same carbon emission standard, you would want to do more. You want to be determined to succeed, because you want to do more to bring more industrialization. You would not allow yourself to settle down. In addition, you will be great and you want to do more to be a great country. You want to have more population growth, making you want to look for other alternative sources, increasing also the quality of education. In addition, when they have the same carbon emission standard, it will help to provide more growth. It will help to provide more economic development, because it will help to provide more industrialization through other sources of energy, because other sources of energy, they are more profitable, they are more pollution extensive, they don't have pollution in them, and they would increase more because they will serve for a long time. Thank you
very much, Okoya Musa Nicholas, there with his closing remarks. Stephanie, your final 3 minutes in this round starts now.
It would take standing an existing protocol. I still stand on the motion that developing countries and industrialized countries should not have the same carbon emission standard. It would take numerous legislations for carbon to be adhered to carbon emission standard. For example, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 by the U.S. Senate and House. And this was aimed at investing in domestic energy and to promote clean energy. And it assigned $369 billion. And as such, developing countries cannot afford this. And as such, they cannot pass such laws that will enable them to be able to adhere to the same standards as industrialized countries. Also, you said that
you can pick your paper up.
Mm-hmm. You said that when developing countries and industrialized countries have different carbon emission standards, that will lead to overdependence. Actually, not. It is when they have the same carbon emission standard that will lead to overdependence. Because when the developing countries are meant to put too much, they are meant to stretch themselves too much. They will not now have enough to take care of themselves, and that's when overdependence will actually come. You also said that when developing countries and industrialized countries have different carbon emission standards, that it will lead to less productivity. No, actually, this is going to lead to more productivity, because if the developing countries allowed to have a little bit less lax just so that they can industrialize, there will be more productivity and as a result. And it's not like you said that it will be dangerous to the environment. It's not like we're telling the developing countries that they should use carbon emission forever. We're just giving them a period of time that, oh, they should still be allowed to use carbon emission so that they can also develop before they can also look into renewable sources of energy. You said it would decrease small businesses. You said when developing countries and industrialized countries are allowed to have the same carbon emissions, that it would decrease small-scale businesses. I agree with you on this one, because it is when they are not allowed to have the same carbon emission standard that it will help to increase businesses. Because in this way, when the developing countries are now giving away to also be able to develop, their businesses also come and they also have more business growth. You also talked about time limits. Also, that's what I'm also saying, that we're not saying that, oh, the developing countries should be there forever, they should be emitting carbon forever, which they just need a little more time to also be able to develop, just like the industrialized country. After the industrialized country have developed, that's why now they are not able to look into renewable sources of energy, because they use carbon emissions as a way to develop, because no country in the world has been able to develop without carbon emissions. So the time limits, we're just telling them that, okay, you have this specific time, we're still going to give you these benefits, okay, so that you too can also industrialize, and to also clear the injustice that has been there for ages. Also, he said that it will lead to when industrialized country and developing country have the same carbon emission standard, it would reduce pollution. What are the odds that even if they have the same carbon emission standard, that carbon emission standard would be enough? It would be better if the industrialized country have higher carbon emission standards, since it's what they want, and since they have the abilities, and developing countries have lower carbon emission standards to help them grow, and this would be enough to remove pollution, rather than them having the same carbon emission standard and it is not enough to reduce pollution. He also said that carbon emission is high cost. It is high cost, but it's also the one that brings high effort. It also brings high revolutionaries. We can see the wealthy countries of today. We can see US, Britain, Germany. It is through carbon emission that they were able to develop. It is high cost, but the benefits that we derive from it is even higher, becoming a developed country that can stand for themselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stephanie Ehi Ahmed there. Well done. Woo! What a day. What a day. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. The judges are collating the results. They'll let me know who has won this round, who will be facing Fabian Chibundu.
on Monday at 4 p.m. and who will be facing Emmanuel Busari at 3 p.m. on that same Monday, September 5, 2022. Lagos, don't go away. Let's take a very short break.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You're telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Phoebe Achimdu.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Ahmed.
One winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The results are in. Let's take a look at how the judges have scored. In the presentation round, Musa scored 1. Stephanie scored 52. For presentation style, Musa scored minus 1. Stephanie scored 23. In the rebuttal round, Musa scored 35. Stephanie scored 38. For rebuttal style, Musa scored 17. Stephanie scored 17. In the closing round, Musa scored 41. Stephanie scored 65. For closing style, Musa scored 17 and Stephanie scored 23. Therefore, facing our number 16 seed on Monday at 4 p.m. is our number 14 seed, our number 15 seed, sorry. With 218 points to 110, Stephanie Ehi, congratulations to you on making it to the final.
Thank you, Ma.
Well done.
Well done, Musa. It's not over. You'll be coming back for the third place match. What happened today happens to everyone. I've taken exams, like I told you off air. I've taken exams where I didn't understand the question and I came out of the hall and I'm answering and I'm asking people, what's the answer to number 3? And they're saying 32. And I'm like, how did you arrive at 32? So keep your head up. It happens. But Monday, come back and try and become our third place finisher. Okay? Well done to you. Congratulations to both of you. Stephanie, I can't wait to see you on Monday. We'll send you your topic tonight, so that you can start preparing. Monday at 4 p.m. bright and early, be here and face Fabian Chibundu. You can leave the studio. Booker Hart is waiting downstairs to refresh you. It was quite a dramatic day. Today's a good day to eat jollof and fried plantain and chicken. What a day. What a day. What a day.